This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Well, David, on to our next guest.
Yes.
Who we have in the studio is we carry on with the Midsummer program. We've got Abra Kotlicek. And I've said that completely wrong after asking you, Abra. I'm sorry about that. And Mardé Spencer-Castle in the studio.
Hi.
Hello. Welcome to the show. Now, you're both here as part of the Queer Economies program, which is actually at the Midsummer. So we'll go into a little bit because we probably need a little bit of explanation about what that is and what that involves. But where we know we like to start off with is just a little bit of background about yourselves. So maybe, Abra, if we could start with you.
Yeah.
We'd like to just know a little bit about you, how you got into the arts and I suppose what you've been doing up until now.
I was trained in visual arts in Brisbane at Queensland University of Technology about 15 years ago. I had a very broad set of education in the arts at that point. Soon after that, moved to Melbourne.
Why?
It needed a little bit more, I think, than what Brisbane had to offer at the time.
Yep.
I was also coming into my own as a queer person, and so that was sort of, needed to sort of travel further afield, I think, and find that, which I did.
Right. Yeah. Oh, brilliant. Oh, well, that's good news.
Yeah.
And you know, like you've curated this exhibition?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Is that what you do now?
No, not necessarily. Sort of the first foray that I've had into curating a project of this scale. So I have a few roles within the arts. So my practice, I guess, has sort of shifted in a few ways in the last few years. I'm also a writer, an arts writer, okay. And work in editing work as well with various artists and practitioners.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so do you still do the writing as well?
Yeah, very much so.
I
yeah.
guess. So do you find that, I suppose, work... The interesting thing, I suppose, what I like to know as well is that there are so many people involved in the arts, but sometimes there's not as much work around, I suppose. So
yeah.
you have to do a multitude of things. And is that what
Absolutely.
You have to do
yep.
to keep doing what you, I suppose, like doing as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, for me, writing was a way for me, when I was travelling, to sort of be engaged in art yep. whilst not making. And so that's kind of transferred through to sort of a passion of writing. And it's just about finding the way for that to be viable, really, in various different avenues and yeah.
And so is this the first show that you're curating?
Correct, yeah.
And how have you found that?
Yeah, wonderful. It's been a really amazing experience working with Mardé and working collaboratively on a project such as Queer Economies.
Okay.
Mardé, give us your background.
Yeah, so I guess similarly to sort of Abra, I actually trained as an artist as well. I went through the VCA and then I guess took a kind of more tangential path and started, sort of found my way into curating and have had a sort of couple of positions and curated, a number of projects throughout the last sort of 5 years. And I'm now the curator of exhibitions at the Centre for Contemporary Photography in Fitzroy.
Okay.
So I've been there for just under a year. So, yeah.
Now, tell us about this exhibition because it's in a few different venues, isn't it? And you've got us on this one. We haven't quite grasped exactly what's going on.
I think we've only just got our head around it all, to be honest.
Okay, so give our listeners an outline of what this is.
Yeah, so I guess so. Queer Economies is a multi-site project, and that's probably where some of the confusion comes into play. So we see it, I guess, as one project that goes across three different locations that kind of interlock and converse with each other, which is sort of the way I guess Abra and I have sort of designed it. Basically, the project takes its kind of cue from David McDiarmid.
Who was that?
So David McDiarmid, who I guess many of the listeners will know is like a sort of was a seminal queer artist. An activist sort of working from the 70s to the early 90s that has been sort of hugely influential certainly on us and for this project but also on and for a lot of people within the community. The project itself has taken inspiration from a book that actually Perimeter Editions published in 2014, which was Gifts from David McDiarmid, and the book kind of compiled all of the gifts in image form that McDiarmid kind of gave to friends and loved ones during his lifetime.
And give us some examples of that.
So I guess it ranges, doesn't it?
Of the kind of gifts?
Yeah.
So and anything from a hand-inscribed record sleeve to sort of painted eggs, folk art sort of inspiration coming in there. Clothing items, he was very formative in the fashion sort of world at that time. Yeah.
Even things like mixtapes. Various paraphernalia. Yeah. I guess the thing that we're kind of interested in is that they range from being art objects and, you know, very much, well, sort of non-art objects in the sense that they're just little, you know, gifts that he's kind of given to people, you know. If it's a mixtape, it's like, here are some songs you might like. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them have, I guess, some handwritten notes mm-hmm. on the actual objects themselves.
Right.
That actually say who they're for or, you know, what the kind of context is.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And have you got a lot of these gifts?
Of the original gifts, only one of them will be in the bus exhibition, we think. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. So, Sally Gray, who's the executor of the McDiarmid estate, is really gratefully loaning us an object that David McDiarmid actually gave to her.
Yeah. So, how else can people see it then? Is it in through photographs or through this book? Is it?
Yeah, through the publication. We're hoping to have a suite of those images on display actually as part of the St Helier Street Gallery exhibition, which should, give some context, I guess, around those objects and the springboard for the project more broadly.
But I guess, you know, we're probably confusing things a little bit. The gifts from David McDiarmid isn't necessarily the project. That was really just the kind of launching pad as Abra started to kind of, you know, point towards. And so really the main component will be an exhibition at Bus Projects, which is a small artist-run space in Collingwood, where we've got, around sort of 10 or 12 contemporary artists from different states and territories that are kind of responding to the kind of logic that maybe McDiarmid put in place with his kind of gifting and the practice that he kind of had. So for us, it's really this like really beautiful opportunity to use that historical kind of reference point as a bit of a springboard to actually really question, like, you know, what does it mean to kind of create caring communities, and like how does that sort of, you know, become enacted or kind of commoned, or how do we kind of pull together to support each other, through political or non-political means, and, you know, anywhere in between.
And what spaces are, you know, like, is this happening? It's three separate spaces, is that right?
Yep, so we have the exhibition that Mardé has just outlined briefly happening at Bus Projects in Collingwood. That one opens on the 16th of January, runs till the 9th of February. We also have the St Helier Street Gallery exhibition, which we referenced earlier. That will essentially be an open call exhibition. We're actually still calling for submissions from members of the public, artists and non-artists alike.
What are you asking for?
We're asking for gifts, essentially, that can be conceived of as handmade artworks. They're smaller scale, so under A5 format. Mm-hmm. Essentially, so, yeah, I mean, can be handmade. We've had a proposal for a plant, so, you know, it can be broader sort of conceptions.
A pot plant, do you mean? Right.
Correct, yeah.
And so when you say gifts, is that the whole concept of a gift? I mean, they're obviously gifting it to you to show, but is it something that you would normally give to somebody else as well? Like, is it what you would normally classify as a present or a gift, or...?
Yeah, I guess the idea is that, we're thinking of this component as almost like an updated version of McDiarmid's practice. Okay. So, the intention is that the objects that people are contributing will then actually be given to the people that they've been made for at the conclusion of the show, and that they're on display, obviously throughout the exhibition period. Yep. Okay. So we are actually also hosting a sort of a closing party, which we're kind of calling a gifting kind of party, where people will be able to actually give their gifts, you know, to each other.
Okay. Just for our listeners and also for us. So when you're calling out to people, obviously, does the person who comes and gives you provides something for this exhibition, should they already have a person in mind that they want to give it to? Or?
Yeah, not necessarily. We've actually created some stipulations.
Or?
Yeah, okay. You can actually decide to nominate that to someone who you don't know, in which case we'll sort of be the custodians for sort of, I guess, re-gifting that object or item. But by all means, absolutely, there is also space for that intended recipient.
So if there's some little guidelines to that, where do people find out more about that?
So on the Midsummer website, this component of the show is being co-presented with Midsummer.
Okay.
So there's really fantastic information there. And I guess the other thing, to sort of maybe note is that really the kind of brief for the kind of gifting component is really just to think about someone in the community that, in some ways, you want to say thanks to. It's quite quite simple in many ways, you know, regardless of the stipulations and, you know, yada yada. But it's really just about, you know, somehow giving thanks to somebody that's been important to you. And I guess that's totally up for interpretation as to who that is and how you go about it, which is why also, you know, we're mindful of not limiting what people can kind of contribute.
And you also, sorry, David, and you also mentioned that you need this done by the 11th of January, is it? So that's coming up pretty quickly.
That's right. So it's just an, it's like an online submission process, and then basically the works get dropped off at the Midsummer office. So it's pretty straightforward. Yeah, it's just that we have some information, I guess, about, you know, what objects are being kind of contributed before the show opens.
Okay. And then the third... the third space is...
So it's the night projection window at the Centre for Contemporary Photography. That's on now. So that runs every evening from sunset until around 3 a.m. And we have a loop, sort of a suite of moving image and video works.
And what's that, you know, like capturing? What are we seeing there?
So there's a range of works ranging from 2 minutes is probably the shortest work up to around a 20-minute work. And these are largely existing works from many of the participants as part of Queer Economies. So they've sort of put forward works that they feel would work within that context and that speak to the general the premise of the exhibition.
Yeah, and I guess the night projection window is a really fantastic kind of public space that's visible, sort of, you know, after dark and gets quite a lot of sort of, you know, foot traffic. So I guess it's a really good, kind of public outcome for, you know, a range of video works that are within the theme but might not necessarily be physically within, say, the gallery space.
Yep. Okay, so how can you find out more about it? And you were saying on the Midsummer website, is that right?
Yeah.
And where do you go to?
So they have, I think, three of the events listed under the program.
Yep.
So you can do a keyword search, Queer Economies. There's also obviously the call out, which is under the participate section of their website. And you can also visit our website, queereconomies.org. To find out more. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah, thank
and
you
it
for
sounds
us.
Sounds fascinating. Can't wait to unfold it all for my brain so I get
please
it
send
all.
Me a gift.
Yeah. The gift. The gift.
There you go. Now you have to think about what you're gift.
Yeah.
Thing.
Oh. I collect snow domes. Would you like a snow dome?
Please, yes, we'll hold please. You to your word. No, thank you so much.
Thanks so much
thank
for coming
you.
To the show.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.